It's 7 minutes past 8. Now, we've been talking about fly tipping this morning as the latest government figures show a drop in the number of incidents. One council which has been proactive with the problem is East Cambridgeshire. It's seen a drop of 292 incidents in 2016-17 to 214 in 2017-18. Our reporter Keith Murray went to a local fly tipping hotspot.
I've just parked up outside a lay-by halfway between Fordham and Soham. It's quite windy here. I'm on a single track road. There's not a street light for miles around. I'm looking out over a ditch. Beyond the ditch are a couple of farmers' fields. If I look behind me the other way, there's more and a couple of houses in the distance. We are really nowhere near anywhere. But James Hobson from Environmental Health at East Cambridgeshire District Council here. It's lovely and clean at the moment, but at its worst, what does it look like here?
Yeah, this has been one of our typical locations where to find fly tipping. We've got a ditch which runs for approximately 30 feet, maybe more. And in the past, this has been filled with hundreds of water meters which were discarded on point. And as recently as last week, we've had cleared from this location household material which was rather large Christmas decoration, television, clothing, bags of household waste, tins, wrappers and what have you, and cabinets which would have no doubt been in somebody's address at some point, but that's all now being cleared.
What's the worst thing that has ever been fly tipped?
Fridge freezer that I came across last week at a place called West Fen Road, which is just near Ely. A large fridge freezer which inside of it had large sides of meat, and they were in a process of decaying, so it attracted the flies, and my concern from that point on would be if it attracts other rodents.
Sorry if you're eating your breakfast, incidentally. That was our reporter Keith Murray in East Cambridgeshire. In August, we told you Peterborough has tackled 4,500 cases since the start of the year, but government figures suggest that year on year, the city may be turning a corner. Fly tipping incidents have gone down from over 8,100 incidents in 2016-17 to just under 7,200 in the last financial year. Julie Howell is the Green City Councillor for Orton Waterville and campaigned on this issue before her election. Morning, Julie.
Morning, Claudie.
So just tell me, what are you doing in your ward about this?
Well, the key to this is working really closely with residents and helping them to understand that I am a councillor that really cares about sorting this problem out, and working with them so that they create an atmosphere of complete intolerance to fly tipping in our community, and it seems to be working.
Do you think other areas of Peterborough could replicate the success?
Yeah, definitely, but it's important to understand there's different kinds of fly tipping, and the kind that your piece just described is clearly done by rogue traders who are dumping loads of like commercial waste out in the farmlands. The messages we need to get across in communities are, one, don't fly tip in your own community, so don't dump stuff in your own street, because you don't need to do that. There's other ways to get rid of stuff. And secondly is, stop using rogue traders. Destroy their business. If somebody knocks on your door and says, oh, I could take that to the dump for 20 quid, don't give it to them. And if you must, make sure they've got a proper waste carrier licence. Otherwise, what you give them is probably going to end up dumped on someone's farmland.
We heard earlier from Julia Huffer from East Cambridgeshire. She goes out joining village litter picks. I understand you take it a step further.
Yeah, I do. I mean, litter's a different thing. Litter's the stuff we sort of drop as we're walking along or gets dropped out of cars. It's different with fly tipping. It's bigger, these bulkier items. So we've got a few things on the go. One thing is the parish council organises these, we call them bulky waste collections. I call them fly tip amnesties, where residents can go along and dump off their stuff. The council provides some large lorries for people to be able to do that, and you can leave all sorts of stuff there. But something that I do that's a little bit innovative is I've created stickers, sheets of stickers, bright yellow stickers that say, do not dump in the street. This message has been reported to the council by Councillor Julie Howell. Fly tipping is illegal. And then list the date of the next bulky waste collection. Crucially, I started off going out and stickering any fly tip I found in the street myself. Now I give these sheets to residents and residents do it. And the fly tip has really, really dropped off in my area. That's Orton Waterville, Orton Goldhay in particular. In fact, residents are saying to me, oh, I've been in trouble using these stickers because I'm not finding anything to put it on, which is amazing. What a turnaround. I am so proud. So grateful to the residents, and also so grateful to the enforcement team at the council who are working really hard to help us push prosecutions where we are still finding fly tips.
Well, thank you, Julie Howell, Green City Councillor for Orton Waterville. John Holditch is Peterborough City Council's Conservative leader. Morning, John.
Good morning, Paul D.
Morning. Do you think stickers are the answer then?
I think there are, why I set up the working group earlier in the year was because everybody's got an idea of what works. And I had 11 ideas, some of which you needed a change of policy. So I've got an all-party committee, which is about to report. I understand they're holding their last meeting in a couple of weeks. And I think they're going to come up with some really good ideas, because it's not a one-case fixes at all.
And Peterborough still has the lion's share of fly tipping incidents across the county. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think probably one of the reasons. I mean, we have dropped by 1,000 and we've been very successful. And I think you've got your radio programmes has played a part in this, in publicising the situation we're in. I mean, we have managed to get a number of people into court. We've had people given community orders and fines. We've had people, 27 people told they've got to pay for clearing up the mess. And we've used cameras, and we're trying to get to grips with it that way. But we need to change some of our policies to make it easier for people to tip. We're opening a new centre very shortly, and which will be far easier. At the moment, you have to climb up a ladder and tip your stuff into a skip. It's very difficult to do. There's also queues. The new one, you will drive up and you'll be able to tip it in, so anybody, older people and that sort of thing, can use it more easily.
And I don't know if Peterborough's geography has a part to play, because you imagine, yeah, when you think of Peterborough, you think of it being urban, but you're very quickly, you're in the countryside, and we've heard from a farmer who had drugs waste dumped in her fields along with her cattle. Is it easier for you to police the urban areas and to respond to call-outs than in the more rural locations?
Yes, of course it is, yeah, because you don't know where they're going to be tipped next. But I have to say, a lot of it we found was coming across borders as well. And, you know, that drug situation, that was being dumped in most villages around here, Newborough, Clinton, Eton and so on. But the police made a prosecution and that stopped since then. But it is... Yeah, it's getting together. I think when you see what the committee come out with, you'll be well impressed with the things that we can do across the board. I mean, you've had people on there saying, "Oh, it's about bulky waste collections." Well, we proved that didn't have a significant impact. But all these things, I mean, one of the biggest things that I talk to people about, they have to get themselves a tip permit, and that's quite an onerous task. You've got to go and get it. But, you know, modern technology, there's no reason why we shouldn't do that at source. So there are a lot of things, and I think we also need to understand we need to take different types of waste, because if you go down our recycling tip now, there's more signs up to tell you what you can't tip than there is what you are tip.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time this morning. Peterborough City Council's Conservative leader, and that new centre, I'm sure you'll hear more about that here on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.